Now to Pakistan, where a woman in a Manhattan court is considered to be a terrorist threatening U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. But in Pakistan, some are calling her a hero. It's the case of Afia Siddiqui, MIT-educated Pakistani neuroscientist, sentenced to 86 years in prison in a Manhattan court. Joining us to talk about the Pakistani reaction to this case that's getting a lot of attention in Pakistan is BBC correspondent Adam Minot, who's in Islamabad. Good morning, Adam. What's the reaction there in Pakistan this morning?
Well, it's been fairly strong. And to give a measure of it, the Prime Minister, Mr. Gilani, speaking to parliamentarians here in Islamabad, described Afia Siddiqui as the daughter of the nation. And that gives an indication at an official level of how this has been taken. Farther down the food chain, as it were, people have been protesting, particularly in her home city, Karachi. Dozens of people came out onto the street, set fire to car tyres and shouted, and were eventually cleared by police using tear gas. So this has not gone down at all well amongst the people over here. I guess a somewhat inevitable reaction, but an angry one.
Well, speaking of inevitable reactions, the evidence that was presented at trial told the court that Siddiqui grabbed a rifle, shot at soldiers as she was being interrogated, shouting death to Americans. Now, are Pakistanis viewing this as a natural reaction to being interrogated by the Americans, and so therefore she's not really a combatant in their view?
I think in the view of many, they simply don't believe that the evidence that was presented in court against Afia Siddiqui, and of course we must remember that she did plead not guilty throughout this trial, they don't believe it was true. And that really, I think, lies behind the anger that's being displayed. Also, there is a knee-jerk reaction to this sort of thing. There's anti-US sentiment does run very high here in Pakistan. So that's why I guess I described the reaction as inevitable. When this sort of thing happens, this is the likely reaction. And it's been mirrored not just in Karachi, I mentioned, which is her hometown, but also other towns across the country.
And the what happens now question is posed fairly naturally there in Pakistan. There's the potential for extradition, although we don't know where that stands right now. Here's Fawzia Siddiqui, who's the sister of Afia Siddiqui, reacting.
My sister Afia is going to come back. This is not her defeat. This is her victory. It is the defeat of those who have convicted her. It is their defeat because they did not have the courage to own up to their mistakes. They did not have the courage to acknowledge their mistakes.
Adam Minot of the BBC in Islamabad, where does extradition stand? Is that likely under any circumstances? And is there any evidence that the U.S. is attempting to negotiate the tension away here with its close relationship with Pakistani officials?
I mean, you're right, that relationship is very important. And the Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, he did say that he would take this up at a political level. I mean, there is at the moment no formal extradition procedure for prisoners. There are, I'm told, other more informal channels that could be used. But I think, to be honest, it's very unlikely, despite what the Prime Minister has said, his attempts to get Afia Siddiqui brought back to serve her sentence here in Pakistan. I think, as the way things stand at the moment, it's very unlikely that will happen.
Adam Minot, BBC correspondent in Islamabad, talking about reaction in Pakistan to the sentencing to 86 years in prison by a Manhattan court of MIT-educated Pakistani neuroscientist Afia Siddiqui.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.